This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. A couple things we want to talk about coming up here. We'll talk about watching the guards on TV. We'll get to that in a second. Also, the passing of a very, very important person as far as Cleveland sports history goes, and we'll talk about that in a second, too. Lars, give us a word, though. Lars is in Shaker.
Hi, guys. Hey, it's Shaker Day here.
It is. 92. I feel a little bit off. This is the whole Cleveland Heights thing. I'm a little awkward. Keep going. Yeah, sorry.
Who's the greatest Shaker Heights person of all time?
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. I got a word for you for the day.
You ready? Wait, are you confirming that, or are you giving us somebody else?
Oh, no, Paul Newman. Okay. He lives off of Woodland.
Most famous. I don't know if I'd call him the greatest. I'm sure there are other great graduates of Shaker Heights High School.
Yeah, he was. You can't get any better than that. Switzerland, that's my word for you.
Switzerland, they've been neutral? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. And here's my thoughts on the Browns. They are not spending all that money to bring Journey into the stadium for the draft party to move down. They are taking Shedeur Sanders.
Hmm. All right, there you have it. Lars, thank
you. We need
you.
To find out if Dion is a Journey fan. Don't we? Wouldn't that be the key to the whole thing?
I can't put two and two together there. It's been a while since they've had a first-round draft pick. I think they're just trying to do something big for the draft. And I really hope that football operations is not making a pick based on the fact that a rock group is coming to town. Please let us pray.
Plus, if they did, what if somebody traded up to one and drafted Shedeur, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a minute. Jonathan Cain was a big Shedeur fan.
Then you take the guy that they're working out today, apparently, down in Miami.
Ooh, what are you talking about?
I heard a little of that. Yes.
Yeah, so according to Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, who is confirming that Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, Jimmy Haslam, all down in Miami working out Cam Ward and Coral Gables today. Seems like a big deal. Seems like a big deal.
What do you think? Burn there or not? You matter, right?
Say what?
Bernie there? Speculation.
No.
Reckless speculation.
No.
Different show. No. Same theory.
No.
No? You don't think so?
No.
I think he'd be happy. He gets really happy when we start looking at guys from Miami. He's super excited.
That's good.
Yeah. Does that mean anything? Are you excited about that? I remember we made a huge deal about the fact that, guys are getting looked at by entourages of especially Cam Ward.
Well, they had Cam in town. You know, he's already been here, and now they're down there. You have the second pick in the draft. If he's not the first pick, if Tennessee's blowing all this smoke in hopes of trading, or if Tennessee's blowing all this smoke in hope of getting a great offer and then they don't get one and they take Abdul Carter, you better be prepared to take Cam Ward. Or Shadur, if you like him better. You know.
Or you better be prepared to let everybody know that you made the effort to go down there and see them with the owner, and that if you want him, well, maybe he'd be available too if you wanted to trade. It doesn't hurt them to be down there to go do an individual workout with him down there.
Yeah, and you can go to Florida anyway.
You can't. All right, Jeff, I know we were talking about this for the last couple of days here, but the passing of somebody who was very, very influential in the way we view sports here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, a friend of ours notified me, and I hadn't heard this, that Tom Chema has passed away. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about the Gateway Project, you know that Tom Chema was the man who led the charge on that. And I don't think we have the beautiful facilities that we have here in Cleveland unless Tom Chema and his Gateway crew did the great work that they did on those projects. And Mr. Chema was with us on the show for about an hour one day, and it was a fascinating conversation that, Dan, you were reposting.
Yeah, so we've reposted it on the website. It was March 11th, 2020, and it was you and Les Levine who did it that day, and you mm-hmm. talked to Mr. Chema for a full hour about how the Gateway Project happened, the upkeep of the facilities, and where the facilities go from here. And it was a great, great conversation, and we are going to repost it on our social media website, right on Twitter right there, and we'll send it out. It'll be in your podcast feed as well. If you have not subscribed to Baskin and Phelps and all of your podcasts, it'll be there. It'll be there on the Odyssey app, too, if you want to give it a listen.
And he's a man who had a really fascinating life and fascinating career.
It is interesting to see some of the things that he did.
We know him because of the sports and the right. facilities in town, but he was also the longtime president at Hiram, mm-hmm. Hiram University. Then did a consulting business about sports facilities, among other things. And
doctorate from Harvard.
He did a great job for our city, and I think that that's something that we definitely need to take pause and be thankful. You know, he did a really good job, and I don't think our facilities turned out the way they would have, and it would have gone as seamlessly as it did if it weren't for the efforts of Mr. Tom Chema.
Big. Wow. I mean, just looking over just, you know, some of the things that first of all, he went to Notre Dame, then he went to Harvard. He was the chair of the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio. He also served as the executive director of the Ohio Lottery. By the way, he was attorney too. I mean, you talk about a good life and the impact. Maybe just next time you walk in the ballpark or you walk into the arena downtown, that you kind of take notice that, you know, somebody had to be behind all those things being built, and pay your respects that way. So, all right. I also want to talk to you about what's going on with the Guardians and TV. So, you know, Dan and I were having an interesting conversation.
Andy, yes. What is going on with the Guardians and TV?
Well, clearly there's no question about it. If you want to watch them on the stream, it's easy. It's CLEGuardians.tv. That's the slam dunk. That's the easy part. But like we've seen so many times before, sometimes when it comes to these negotiations, we've seen it on like Sunday Night Football for NBC. We've seen it in other places where maybe sometimes you lose a local affiliate every once in a while because of negotiations between the distributor and the rights holders, that things come down to the last minute. The interesting part about this is, like, for some reason, if it's not on tomorrow on a broadcast outlet or a redistribution package other than on CLEGuardians.tv, mm-hmm. I got news. It is not the Guardians' fault. The negotiations are between all of those distributors and Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has the rights for the Guardians. They're the ones that are controlling this thing. So I'm just telling you, if you're upset or you're bummed out, tomorrow if the game isn't there, don't blame the Guardians because they're not the ones negotiating this deal. And this is something that Major League Baseball, look, Major League Baseball put a team together, what, probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
When all the regional sports networks were having trouble. Yeah, when they saw that Sinclair Broadcasting and they're under I forgot the, even the name. They call it FanDuel, but it had another name. But it was just a branch of Sinclair.
It was just a poor company that bought naming rights and got dragged through the mud.
Bally's did, yeah, and so did, and so then FanDuel came in and picked up some stuff, and so again, like the Guardians don't have a deal with them. So, like the biggest thing I would say is, if you really want to make sure you have the game for tomorrow, I would just I would go in and get a plane ticket. You'd go, yeah, go fly to the game.
You want to see it, you better get there.
It just, it, you know, again, there's a, it's a guarantee that they're on CLEGuardians.tv. That is 100%. They're still trying to work out the deal on the other stuff. But, Dan, you were saying that there are stations on distributions that are, have a hold channel for them right now.
Yeah, a couple stations are having hold channels. You can see them. They've been tweeted out all over the place. You can see them there where they're actually just holding it there. So it makes me feel like this is close to the finish line, that we should have some kind of answer. The Padres last year, when they ran into this, this is kind of how it went with the Padres, where it got very, very close to first pitch before they went, boom, TV deal, let's go. So I have a feeling this is going to, you know, deadline spur actions. So I got a feeling this is going to get very close to first pitch before we 100% know. But again, signs are pointing that direction, that we will have a TV deal. For if you had it last year over your cable provider, you'll have it this year. If you don't have cable, guardstv.com.
Pretty simple. And again, this isn't like out of the, I know it feels awkward. And by the way, I mean, look, if you've got to, if you're going to watch the games through Guardians, through CLEGuardians.tv, and I can't tell you how many times I've had this conversation, because it's kind of in my little bit of my world there, trying to explain some folks that don't get it and don't understand it. You're trying to tell them that they can get it on their smart TV. You may have to go into the web browser to go that way, or there, it just takes a little bit of time. So I just think the biggest thing is to be patient. I know there are going to be fans that are really, really frustrated tomorrow. I know.
Well, maybe.
Unless they can cut a deal at the last second.
Yeah.
And there's still going to be people that, let's just say, and I'll call it out because you said it, that because Spectrum is one of those platforms that has a channel hold, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, from what has been seen, Spectrum is one of them. Cox Cable is another one as well.
Okay, and then DirecTV too, or no?
I haven't seen one for DirecTV yet, but I'll keep an eye on the Twitter machine.
Okay, so we're kind of like, and so there's a channel that's on a hold there for them. You're still going to have to explain that to them too, because it's not going to be where it was before, because that entity doesn't exist anymore, right? FanDuel Great Lakes is done, aren't they?
Yeah, there's just a slate.
Yeah, so it's just FanDuel Ohio right
this,
now.
Yeah, this doesn't exist anymore.
Right, Blue Jackets, Reds, they're still on FanDuel Ohio, right?
Yes, they
are. Yeah, the Reds are still on FanDuel Sports Ohio. The Blue Jackets are still on FanDuel Sports Ohio. The Cavaliers, at least to the end of the season, I don't know what next season looks like, but they are still on for this season.
Ohio,
correct.
Okay, yeah, because then they chopped up all these names. It was easy when it was Sports Channel Cleveland, Sports Channel Cincinnati, wasn't it? Or Fox Sports Net Ohio, or Fox Sports Net, when it was just Fox Sports Net Ohio and they had two different feeds.
Yeah.
Like, that was so simple. It would just made life easy. So all of those things are out there. So I think the biggest word to say is, if you want 100% make sure you've got that game tomorrow, I would go to CLEGuardians.tv, and then the next thing you want to do is just see how this thing plays out and be patient. We've seen this happen so many times. Time and time again, you see where they're just trying to figure out the cross all the T's and dot the I's on contracts and stuff like that. And who knows, when the game starts tomorrow, the next thing you know, it could be on your distributor and make life easy. You just got to find it there and you'll do it. But just be prepared. That's the biggest thing I could say. Be patient, be prepared. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Joe Posnanski, joeblogs.com. We're talking a little bit of baseball. Maybe even we'll touch on a little football with him too. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.